that was subject that we had to take. That was subject to the Christ took. It took many of the subjects that we took. They would be exposed to going into the on the scene training, you might say. They would be exposed to going into the laboratory and into the hospital and into the office and even go maybe to Montgomery and sit in the seats of the legislators and all like that. He did not have that privilege back there then. But he kept pressing for it until we got a good measure of this. In our own communities, we were, if I might use the word, relegated to certain sections of the town. Here's a little space over here, maybe four or five blocks or two blocks that houses nothing but color. You are all stacked. Packed in there with no room out or anything, but just in there. Maybe you can't have a decent flower garden, you can't have anything else around you, but because you're stacking there so tight. This was one of the bad things that happened. And so many other things that even when you went to the store, at dinner times I have known that you went to the store, I have. And the clerks would stare at you if there were any little ways to do it. If there was some choice foods that you wanted, they would not sell it. You didn't mean for them to pick over you and give me this and give me that, but it was a choice cut that you won't cut. They found some excuse not to. But here's a white customer standing next to you, they can get whatever they ask for. This is what you get. Okay, I'm going to put a little bit of money in there, you know, a little bit of life, you know, lost people. For the things that I have just mentioned, not a good life, because it was maybe that I just mentioned, but there were many more. Well, temples and sure things that dislike the physical death I did not know that occurred. And maybe that I had just spoken about. In one of your articles that I read, I was something about one of the black men who moved across the coast line all up here. So I'm sorry, that's true. That was an area of transportation, right? This young man, Timothy, his name was Timothy Hood, and he was a fine young man. He got on the bus, which was filled up at the back, and there were plenty of seats up front. So the blacks and whites were divided on the bus by this signboard. So he moved the signboard up and took a seat. And of course, the motorman of the streetcar, he detected him moving that sign. And from one word to the other, this motorman shot and killed him just by moving the sign. And it almost incited a riot. There had not been some velvet-headed blacks on the roof of the terrible bloodshed. What kind of thing would that be? This was in the days of the streetcar. And the streetcar was traveling from Westman to Brentwood. And I think it had gotten from the southwestern edge. I think that's what it was.
Okay, I'm going to give a participant on the city and marches.
I have participated in a number of marches.
that time to have time to think about it. And our people have let us down in many instances. I say now, you know, we won't hear from our people. Would great people such as yourself who are fighting to make men from my fellow friends or fellow mates, you know, free and good, you know, privileged with the right to vote and to choose people, and we can maybe go, you know, take the time to go to work, you know, for sure. I doubt it. I listen to quite a few talk shows on radio, CSI, television, and I talk with youngsters and some of them have not read, they don't know a thing about their roots or their history or what they've done, even though they were small and some of them were old enough to take part in some of the sit-ins or something. But simply they still don't understand. They think, as youngsters think, that I can turn the world over in one day. This is why you have to convince them that it's a gradual process that you would have to take to get through all of that in one day. And some seem to not be thankful for the price that was paid by those persons who worked hard. And we have time trying to condition them into that. So you are standing on our shoulders. Don't be up there dancing around and playing around. We put you up there so you can pull the other folks up. And not up there finding fault about what this and what that. Do what you can do. And you'll come out better. Well, that's, someone said, that's old and full. They say, well, you have the new day. What are you doing with it? A whole lot of suggestions and implementing none of them don't amount to anything.
Of our, you know,